Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Welcome to this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. This week's athlete is the furthest from the goal, but has scored three times in the last few games. They made it to state, so she leaves today with her team to go play Bozeman High. She also plays varsity basketball and is a senior. This week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week goes to Cecilia Vandenbosch of Bravettes Soccer. My conversation with Cecilia will be right after this message from Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, where we embrace the Montana mindset. Those of us that already live here, we have it. And the folks who are moving here, they want it. My friend Roy started banking at Parkside because it fits his mindset. He moved to Montana for a reason, and Parkside aligns with his personal values. Sure, he found a fantastic banking experience at Parkside, but maybe more importantly, he feels good about his decision. It just feels right. When you live here, or if you just moved here, you should bank here at Parkside Credit Union, where we like to say yes.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
I'm with our Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week, Cecilia of Bravettes Soccer. Good morning, Cecilia, and welcome.
Good morning.
Thanks for making it into the studio on your day off, because you had yesterday off school and today.
I just have,
Thursday, Friday off school?
Yeah.
And why? We're trying to figure that out, right? It's just break.
Yeah, I don't know why we don't have school.
Yeah, but who complains, you know?
Not me.
How many goals did you have against Glacier?
I had one goal last game, and then on Thursday I had two.
Nice.
So last Thursday, I guess.
You're playing forward, obviously.
No, I'm center back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did you make it up there?
I had, I guess, three free kicks.
Okay. So they put you up there, though, because, okay, you have a good percentage then.
Yeah.
As a kicker, right? As a scorer,
yeah,
right?
I guess.
What do you mean you guess?
I mean, I've never really scored. This is like my first year that I've...
Really?
Yeah, because in center back, you don't really score.
No, totally, totally. So how... Okay, well, like, now we have to go all the way back and talk about how that happened.
How?
So how did you have three goals then?
I don't know.
Some free kicks?
Yeah, so we got three fouls, and I take the kicks usually.
Yeah.
And my coach, Brenneman, was like, well, just go for it. So I went for it, and I scored.
How far away?
I had my first one was 30 yards. My second one was 40. And then my last one I had, I think, was 30 again.
Do those look really dramatic? Was the goalie too far out, and it went over his head and in? How'd that go?
It just, like, went over her hands.
Okay.
So.
I want to see them now. Because you can, you know, like, you can kick a lob, right? And you can definitely, if you hit it hard enough and, you know, perfectly, right, it can kind of, like, ladder up.
Yeah, it kind of just, like, floated over her hands.
Yeah, that sounds like a ladder. That's cool.
Yeah.
And that was, like, that's a good feeling.
It is.
Especially if you're always playing defense and you're never scoring.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to do after I scored, so I kind of just stood there.
Yeah, and everybody just, you know, like, piles on you.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did you guys win against Glacier?
Yes, all three times.
See, it's good to see a sport be Glacier.
Yes, it is.
What other sports at Flathead are pretty strong?
I think girls basketball, we took second last year.
Yeah, the girls are killing it.
And then I think the wrestling teams are always pretty good.
That's true. So. Yeah, wrestling's like... But yeah, that's the constant.
Yes.
Yeah. How's the season been outside of that game?
It's been actually pretty good. We've won a lot more than we did last year.
Sure.
So
yeah,
I think it's been good.
You have a lot of seniors on the team.
Yes, we have nine on varsity.
When's your next game?
Tomorrow.
Against?
Bozeman.
Ooh.
Yes, Bozeman High.
Is it home?
No, it's in Bozeman.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So that's a long trip. Do you stay overnight?
Yeah, we're leaving today.
Okay. Yeah, and then staying tonight, coming back after the game Saturday?
Yes, so it's going to be a late night.
Yeah, it is a late night. That's probably a pretty good school too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. They're number one in the East right
now. Yeah, for like everything.
Yeah.
Because they just have so many kids.
Yeah.
Right? But they do have, it's now Bozeman and Gallatin.
And Belgrade, I think, also is double A. So.
Do you play all of them?
No, so in soccer, you don't play the East only if you make it past playoffs. So this is our first time ever playing Bozeman.
Okay.
In my high school, I guess.
Yeah, and that's not easy.
So no.
You're
so we have no idea what we're up against.
So when's the next game after that?
If we win, we play Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, end of the season then. That's yeah. So there's a lot riding on that game.
Yeah, so it's kind of like if you lose, you're done.
How'd you get the hardest team
for the
first game of playoffs? Yeah, because you're seated, I would say you're seated middle or higher tier.
Yeah, so we're fourth, so we're like, I guess the bottom.
Yeah. So yeah, you get the hardest team then. Okay. Because it's basically now four top, west and east,
yes.
Right? And then elimination through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay. But you better, get a good night's sleep tonight.
I know.
What positions have you played the most?
Center back, definitely.
Okay, just exclusively?
I started playing it in seventh grade, and I haven't stopped. But I used to play, midfielder.
You must have a strong kick.
Yeah.
I mean, does that come from just having to, push it as far up the field as you can to serve the forwards or mids, right?
Yeah, and I just have done it for a while, so.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of wish I could see those goals. They'd have a camera that.
Yes.
Like a sideline camera that's actually pretty accurate. Do you have put something in your shoe?
That falls
around? No?
No, not for us.
Because Lily, they had a good video of Lily's goal.
Yeah, I have a video of mine.
You have videos of yours. Okay,
yeah.
You'll have to show me after. Do you play any other sports?
Yeah, I play basketball mainly. I have done track.
Okay. So you're coming up on your last season of basketball.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have a pretty strong team this year.
We have a lot of seniors, too.
Yeah. So. And you didn't remind. So last year was the year that you lost. Claire was the only one that.
No, we lost.
That was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, time flies by.
Yes.
Okay. So last year lost a handful of girls, too.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be, fresh this year.
Yeah.
And then new coach?
Yes.
Right? Okay. Do we know who that coach is yet?
No, I think they just started the interview process.
Okay.
So.
That'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two.
Older?
Yes.
I was going to say your last name's familiar.
Uh-huh. I'm the baby.
Ethan, right?
Ethan.
Okay.
And then I have a sister named Clara.
Do they all play soccer or basketball?
Yes.
It's funny how that works.
Uh-huh.
Do you have plans for college?
I know what I want to go into, but I don't know where.
Okay.
So I want to go into pre-med.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you involved with HOSA?
I'm actually not.
Okay.
No, but I'm in the biomed programs at Flathead.
MSU. I started the pre-med. MSU has a great pre-med program.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
First year. I think they have first year cadavers, which is really unique. Because most don't. Most make you wait until second, third year to use cadavers.
That's where my brother goes, so he always tries to get me to go there.
Is he in pre-med?
No, he's not. He's in English writing.
It's nice that MSU is like the perfect distance.
Mm-hmm.
Like it does not hurt to go further, to get out of Montana, experience more. But MSU, 5 hours-ish, is kind of perfect. Like you can come home for holidays and drive,
mm-hmm.
but your parents can't just show up, right? So like you feel like you have freedom and you're in a new phase of life, right?
Yeah.
And Bozeman, but Bozeman is now bananas.
Yeah.
I don't know. You've probably been to visit your brother,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's so big now.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like I went there from 10 to 13 and it looks night and day today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all feel silly for not like buying homes downtown because it was like $300,000 for like a house on the east side.
Yeah, it's been expensive.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, we'll dip in the lightning round.
Okay.
Just quick questions, okay? Orange or black?
Orange.
Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce?
Taylor Swift.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Skiing or snowboarding?
Skiing.
Favorite river to float?
Flathead.
Favorite hype song?
Umbrella by Rihanna.
Good job. Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Sit-ups or push-ups?
Sit-ups.
Favorite subject?
Biomed. So science.
Who's your favorite teacher?
Miss Fox.
Shout out to anyone?
Maria Niggin. She's my other center back.
Okay. Yeah, you guys hold it down then.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a big job tomorrow. against Bozeman. That's going to be on your side of the field.
Yep.
Cecilia, congrats on being the athlete of the week.
Thank you.
And good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.